So like I know what I'm comparing it to. Describe the programmatic elements of Tchaikovsky's works. Describe your thing. Explain to your team.
Well, they're all based on different stories. The seasons, they're based on poems describing each season. So June was about being at the ocean and letting like the waves sort of crash over, but it's like a sad night. October is sort of about this garden that's sort of blown over with leaves and it's covered up and it's not allowing its real beauty to show. Baba Yaga is about this witch who was sort of bipolar sort of, and she lived in the forest and is a really odd character. And Dutch Reverie is about a daydream, so sort of wistfully dreaming.
So how do you portray those programmatic elements in your performance?
Well, in Daydream...
feel free to demonstrate if you want to.
Yeah, in Daydream, I feel it a lot slower than the initial tempo. So normally it would be...
So, come back down. How has what you've listened to, your background listening, your preparatory listening, how has that influenced your performance, your performing, your musical performing choices?
Most of the recordings that I listened to used a lot of rubato, which is something that I really try to put into most of my pieces, excluding Baba Yaga, because I don't think it's programmatically relevant. There are a lot of tempo changes, and in Richter's when he played June, he used a lot of tempo changes, and I did the same in Daydream when at bar 17. I upped the tempo a bit before returning back to the original tempo, and then just exaggerating dynamic contrast, particularly within phrases.
Okay, all right. Well done. I thought what you performed was very, very good. As ever, you can always be more dynamic contrast. A couple of places where you slipped up in terms of you stopped or whatever. But I think it just needs more practice, more confidence, and sort of piano out and all that. But I think what you've done is really good. The only thing, it came to just shy of 17 minutes. So you can, and talk to Miss Burt about this, I mean, that's okay, it's stretching it a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd get penalised, but if it's really too long, you could. But you could afford, if you wanted to lose the second piece. The only reason I'm saying that is because if you lose the third piece, the witch's one, you end up with three very similar stylistically pieces. Having the witch's one in, I think, is good, but you could then end up to take it down to 14 and a half minutes by losing the second piece.
Yeah.
And therefore, that wouldn't be too much of an issue, or it wouldn't be an issue at all. But it's whether that's one you know. So you need to have that conversation. But I thought what you've done was very good. okay, I marked it yet, but you know, I've put a couple of scribblings on and things, you know. I thought the witches one, it could be, it reminds me of a Sorcerer's Apprentice, you know, Disney things, anyway, Ducas. But and it could have been really quiet at the end. I don't know, you've got to practice on the piano, but you know, you've got a huge dynamic contrast in the middle, and then go listen to Ducas, Sorcerer's Apprentice. It's at the end of it.
Okay.
YouTube. That's what I mean. Because that's a very similar sort of thing. Okay. One final question. Tell me about Tchaikovsky's compositional style.
It's... he uses a lot of syncopation, particularly in June. In the major section when it comes in, syncopation between the two hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.